Yo.
Miseducated,
miseducated.
But this is dedicated to the whole LGBT community. I know y'all suffering out there. Wave that flag.
Wave them high.
Come on,
chomp with me now.
Yeah. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee.
The infamous, most hated MC in the planet. Built myself a fan base, that's real, you can't deny it. Being me is such a struggle, cause it's hard to be accepted. I keep on making noise for this industry to hear it. I can only be myself, live my life with no regrets. You say female MC, repping GH to the death. On top, don't forget, spit the truth with every breath. Number one in this game, the name is double F. Got the breath that I breathe to spread my God-given talent. Repping life for my family, loud and proud like the president. Met many peasants in my time trying to break me. Made a few enemies, first day at OLC. I was teased, bullied, some even lied on me. Tried to get me expelled so I can be a nobody. That started in 92, was hated on by many. Now I hold a legacy, they know that I be legendary.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee.
Now I'm old and grown up myself.
Welcome to part 3 of Gay Hip Hop. I know I didn't warn you that there would be 3 parts, but there's just too much that I didn't want you to miss. Like that first artist, another that I saw on the Homo Revolution tour. She's Ms. Fontaine, and that song was Waving the Flag. Next, I'm going to continue my interview with John Callahan of the group Age of Consent. Though they haven't really been recognized as such, I credit them with being the first gay rap group. My favorite of their songs is one called Gay History Rap, and I asked John to tell me about it.
I really wanted to do a rap about the Stonewall Rebellion, and more people don't know anything about it. So I went to Jim Kepner at the time and told him what I was interested in. He, you know, gave me information. I interviewed Morris Kite. I talked to the sort of the gay, you know, godfathers here. And then we just started writing it. And we all the details in there about the women and the drag queens and throwing of the coins and all that kind of stuff, that's all real. And we wanted to put those kinds of details in so people would hopefully believe that what we're talking about is not a made-up song, but something that actually happened.
Peace was restored. He just broke all closet doors. History rap. Reagan sent a queer.
Party over there.
Anita says she doesn't care.
Be going, be seen. Is Prince really a queen?
Now that the nation has swung to the right and more people have seen the light. Murder, fighting, more fights, sex, discos, no rights, history, rap.
Tell me about how you chose the name of the act.
Well, coming out of the 70s, which was really a sexually liberating time, I started thinking, well, what is the next big sexual conflict about? And I said, it's age of consent. Age of consent is something that we don't deal with. We don't want to deal with it. And, you know, I said, that would be a really good thing to deal with, putting that name out there.
Tell me about the types of venues you performed at. I get the impression they started out as performance art types of places and then evolved into clubs and benefits.
Yeah, we performed mostly in clubs, and we performed a number of times on KPFK on their Gay Liberation Day, which was all day Sunday, and we would bring the tapes when we had tapes and a live band when we had a live band and perform there.
Were you aware of anyone else doing openly gay rap at that time?
No. In fact, I'm pretty sure that there was only one West Coast rapper, period. It was Ice-T. That's his name. Ice-T was, because I bought some of his raps, because I also used to go down to South Central to the record stores and pick up what I could there.
You had two different women in the group. Could you tell me about them?
Yes. The first woman was a protege of David's, who had worked with him in the Sound and Vision series and was a very close friend of his. And so Andrea became sort of like the woman in the group and bringing women's issues, which we wanted. We definitely wanted that. So when we started performing, however, Andrea had no rhythm. And that's a terrible thing to say if you're in a rap band. Eventually, it just wasn't working. So then we just put an ad in the paper saying what we wanted. We're a gay rhythm rap group looking for a female vocalist. And Thea Other came to David's apartment, and she did a little bit of rapping, and she had rhythm. And I loved the way she looked. She was all sort of punked out. And so she became a member.
I'd like to hear about the song Schizo Rap.
Now, Schizo Rap is a rap about people, and this was David's. This is one of David's things that he wanted to talk about. David was working temporary in a number of offices, and he would go to work and see these people that he would see in the bars, and they would shun him or not talk to him about anything gay. And this really annoyed him. And so he decided that he would write Schizo Rap about being straight all day and gay all night.
We were rapping in a club just the other night when my eyes came to rest on a curious sight. It was a pair of clones giving me the eye. It took me a minute till I knew just why. They were dressed in Adidas and 501s, Lacoste short sleeves, red hankies on their buns. I work with these two as it turns out, but the way they were dressed I had my doubts. My look of surprise gave way to a frown, and at the end of our set I walked down to where they were at. I guess I couldn't hide the way that I was feeling inside. So I thought those two would be the type to say,
dude, here he comes, spilling his gripes,
strolling up a new romantic crack,
putting us down cause we're cloned
out back.
Well, let me explain my bone of contention. It's the fact that you're schizo I think I should mention. You come to work in suits and ties, but off hours you're much more casual, guys. I swear the transformation is so complete, no one would know you if they saw you on the street. At work you're straight, and I don't mean just straight laced. You deny you're gay, and it's just two-faced.
We're schizo, schizo, schizo gays. We're gay all night and straight all day. Schizo, schizo, schizo gays. We can't see it any other way.
Well, at the office when we talk, it's in tone so hushed you can't be heard, almost makes me blush. Even when you whisper, you gotta cover it up by calling he or she. Makes me wanna throw up. At the gym every day, you build up your bod, but to the boys in the bars, you don't give a nod. You try so hard to put on a butch act, and it's merely this, merely that. Well, I gotta admire the way it's so ingrained into your character, and you're not even ashamed. Put yourself down for being gay by playing at hetero every day.
We're schizo, schizo, schizo gay. Gay all night and straight all day.
see it any other way.
Now what's really ironic about this sham that you put on each day according to plan is this face at work don't even give a damn if you sleep with a woman or sleep with a man. Like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you don't even see that you don't have to hide. Straights may never know what they've missed if you insist on acting like this. S-C-H-I-Z-O, add it all up and it spells schizo. Closet case, two-face, double-face, right away. She don't feel good because she won't let go.
We're schizo, schizo, schizo gays, gay all night and straight all day. Schizo, schizo, schizo gays,
we can't see it any other way.
I've been hearing you guys saying this shit. It's your facade that's the real bitch. If you could be yourselves, you wouldn't have to hide from whatever is scaring you inside.
So what brought about the CD of your material?
What happened was I started listening to my tapes, my cassette tapes, because we had recorded lots of our performances, and I started listening to them. I found a bunch that I didn't know I had. I had copies of just about everything we had done. So I called David, and I asked him about it, and he said he had looked, too. And so he had a bunch of copies as well. Obviously, there was a period of deciding which version would go on the CD, which did take a number of weeks or maybe even months when you have three strong personalities trying to decide on a version. But once we did decide on what was going to be on, which versions were going to be on it, then we went ahead and I think we sent it to Canada or something.
How would you like Age of Consent to be remembered?
Well, I would like people to acknowledge the work that we did when we did it, which is very hard because unless something gay happens in San Francisco or New York, it hasn't happened. And I read about people claiming to be the first gay rapper, and like from 95 on, and it makes me sad. I think that Age of Consent is the first rap group to deal openly with gay politics and subject matter, barring none.
And I agree. That's why I brought my listeners that interview. I've got another artist who also made history for an early gay rap song, and I bet you've never heard it. I would be very surprised if you had. It was written in 1981 and recorded in 1984. And while it wasn't really released at that time, it got some airplay on San Francisco radio. It's by John Sugar. He's a musician, journalist, comedian, songwriter, DJ, and impresario of the Gay Artist and Writers Collective in San Francisco. The song gives a bit of social commentary and is called Gay Type Thang. Thang is T-H-A-N-G. I tracked down John Sugar and asked him to tell me about the song Gay Type Thang.
I recorded the song in 1984 with a band called Pray for Rain.
And why did you write it?
I'd just gotten out of a horrible relationship with someone I was with for only a year, but I was crushed for years after, and I proceeded to commit to quatrains of like the worst possible things that could happen to a person. Oddly enough, the youngsters that hear it now think it's a hoot. Man, times change, that's for damn sure.
Did the song get any airplay?
Oh yeah, you know, I aired it probably a half a dozen times on KPFA. It was aired on about a dozen college radio stations back in the day.
So was it released?
It was, you know, I pressed it as a 7-inch 33. I call it my 7-inch extended thang. There's like two mixes. So it was released independently. I pressed 500 of them. You know, I gave away 250 of them and sold another 200. And I think I have like 10 left, something like that.
And this was 84?
It was recorded in 84. It was released in 88. It was written in late 81. It was recorded in 84. And it was released in 88. And it was the first queer hip-hop single ever. Alternative boy queer hip-hop single. First one ever recorded.
Now, you may be thinking, gee, I thought John Callahan just said that Age of Consent was first. Well, remember he said they were the first queer rap group. and the song Fight Back was probably the first gay rap song performed live in 1981. But I'll give John Sugar his first for the first gay rap 7-inch single. I sure can't think of another one earlier. You've waited long enough. Here's Gay Type Thing.
It's a thing. Not a thing. It's a thing. Well, by now you've heard all the records of rap, and you know by now they don't relate to crap. So I put one out with a social sting on the for real side, baby. It's a gay type thing. While society is shopping Sears, swigging beers, wearing ears, shooting queers, puzzling over Reagan and fondling fears, here comes John Sugar with a social sting, rapping about a problem called the gay type thing. You see, people put me down every goddamn day, and they don't want to take a listen to what I say. In a dream, Jesus took me to the promised land, and it was just a gay bar with a jive-ass band. Please tell me, baby, what's on your mind? You won't give me no head and no behind. I've gotten so depressed I can't sing. It's too much, it's a gay type thing. Dang. I'm a bastard Jew boy in the promised land, with a big hairy butt and a pocket full of sand, living nuts to butts, asshole to belly, putting crazy glue in my KY jelly. Falling in love is how I swing, but to society, I'm just a gay type thing. Just a big hairy dude with a baby dick, thighs and fingers that are machine gun quick, and a heart that's true, eyes that sing on the for real side, baby. I'm a gay type thing. All the rats are cruising, all the kangaroos, and the chickens are looking like Spiro Agnews, and the bone-headed beauty with a head like a bone, just Cadillac walking with the radio on. His titties are pierced and his butt's in the breeze, and a rhino reaches out and he gives it a squeeze. Oh, get in my booty sings. That's a deep revelation for a gay type thing. We won't get to. I said the straight boys fertilize those eggs. We got Crisco for your golden legs. We're gonna storm your hull and warm your pole. And you can tell Red Fox you got soul. Put hope in your soul, soap in your hole. Is that a wart or just a mole? It better not be no wart, you freak. I'll kick your sick ass into next week. I said it's rude, rude, all the way rude. You look like such a clean cut dude. Reality can be stiff and crude. Now I'm ready to pop a lude. Fall down on the bathroom floor and look and feel like one cheap whore. New boys play the same old games. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's what you love. My medication.
margarine or butter. All you bitches in cell block 11. I'm your Avon representative, baby. It's a bang. It's a bang. Whoa, it's a bang. Bang. Yeah, sure, things are gonna get better. Bangs are gonna get better. Bangs is gonna get better. Bangs is gonna get better. Bangs is gonna get better, baby.
John Sugar and Gay Type Thing. I found this next track of particular interest from a gay music history angle. It includes guest vocals from Bishop Carl Bean. Before he was a bishop, he was known more for his 1977 gay anthem, I Was Born This Way, which I've played several times in the past on this show. He's helping out an artist going by the name Sirius, and that's spelled C-Y-R-Y-U-S. She released one album in 1998 called The Lyricist, and then she dropped out of the business. But she's back now and can be found on MySpace. Here's a little of her song, The Immaculate Deception.
So whose disciple are you now? He worked through me to comfort you in your time of need. Somehow, helping you pick up the pieces of your shattered, broken world. Cause you was my homegirl. Accepted you for your flaws and never needed to place conditions. Reflecting on my position, how spiritually I collapsed. A momentary lapse to when my faith was my fear. Disappointment streamed down my face for the loss of 4 years. So the devil paid me a visit, appearing next to me on my bed. I couldn't actually see him, but I could hear him in my head saying, go ahead, put that belt around your neck and get your respect. But the more I'd recollect upon the best friend I ever had, the Lord was able to speak to me till I really didn't feel so bad anymore. True, you chose to close that chapter, but he opened another door. My faith restored unto the way, the truth, and the light once again, which began the first day of the rest of my life, my friend.
I come that you might have life,
right.
Not that you might stay in pain, but that you might have life. Not that you might look for me everywhere but where I am, but that you might. And it's a free choice.
Now there are just a handful of transgendered hip-hop artists, and only one who has received an Out Music Award for Best Producer. And he did it with his debut album. He goes by the name Catastrophe, and incidentally, his album was released on the label Sugar Truck Recordings, founded by Juba Kalapka of DDC. Another example of how collaborative the efforts are within this community. Here's a bit of Catastrophe's song, Oh No. It's from his 2005 album, Fault Lies and Fault Lines.
True. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna stress and turn her blue. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna mess with something true. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna stress and turn her blue. You don't wanna stress and turn her blue. That's right, we fight with us. Cause no one's trust to do act like you. I got no clue, but I got you, babe. And maybe I'm crazy, lady, my baby. Somebody save me, cause I have these break-ins and I can't bathe when I'm acting to break. I can age, but I'm in a growing phase, in a crack stage, in a stacked cage. Trading rage with people who will never feel equal. Evil, deceitful, not real. Can't deal, feel too much to touch with a 10-foot pole. First try to roll before I get snake eyes. Take tries from fake cries, the big guys. Make pies with humble, mumble, stumble. Uncomfortable, stunted, usually blunted, a little bit faded, questions faded, ask it, blast it, basket case. Oh, now clean up your face.
Face, go,
clean up your face.
Clean up. up your face.
Cause it's messed up.
And you feel desperate. But don't clean up your face.
Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna mess with something true. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna stress and turn her blue. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna mess with something true. Oh no, you know what to do. You don't wanna stress and turn her blue. Let's get this straight. I got no hate, no patience, and no state to play stations. Too much on my plate to debate. That I irate, irritate, complacent, invaded. I wasted emotional intelligence. Roller coaster, ego booster. Better than what you used to, but not quite as funky as Punky Brewster. Won't wake up with a rooster or take up too much space in bed. Don't need a rooster seat. Instead, you could wash your head of bread. Cause I don't play around and I'm usually down and out. Someday I'll be in Beverly Hills and I'll pay all your bills. And you can guess,
my bills.
The answer's yes, so don't feel stressed. Just
say my name, say my name, say my name, my name.
And we go from that to an artist who goes by JFP. I won't tell you what that stands for, but her name is Julie Potter, and the song is called Straight Bitches.
Bitches. You straight bitches just don't make no sense. You say you don't want me, you say you don't need me. Then why are you sweating me, bitch? Get off my tits. Stop fucking with my head. Fucking straight bitches. You say you don't want me, but you run up on me, trying to get me when you kinda horny. Your man just ain't around, but you know JFP knows how to go downtown. Like your man never could, never would. Damn, bitch, you know he should. You wanna get with JFP, cause you know I like eating the pussy. Well, sorry, baby, it don't work this way. To get with me, you got to fucking be gay. So wipe your tears and step to the side and let my fine ass honeys take a ride. Straight bitches. What? Straight bitches. What? You make me fall in love, then you break my heart. And because of this, bitch, we can't even start. Straight bitches. What? Straight bitches. What? You say, hey JFP, what's going on? I like hearing you sing those funky rap songs. I got a guy, so why don't swing this way? But sometimes I think it's kinda cool to be gay. Can I kiss your lips or maybe hold your hand? Don't worry, my guy will understand. Straight bitches. What? Straight bitches. What? You make me fall in love and you break my heart. And because of this, bitch, we can't even start. Straight bitches. What? Straight bitches. What? Damn. I'ma break it down and it goes like this. You look good, girl, so I ain't gonna lie. But if I kiss you once, I know I'm gonna cry. Ain't no need to talk, I ain't got nothing to say. Because like you said, bitch, you are not gay. You wanna screw boys? Baby, it's cool. But don't fuck with my head, cause I ain't no fool. I got to be going and do my own thing. Julie fucking Potter, watch my tits swing.
And this next song will change quickly. It's by Scream Club.
And you belong to me. And you belong. And you belong.
Take off your britches, dress you like a French maid and watch you do the dishes. Girl, you look delicious, let me snap some pictures. Better yet, let me grab the video camera. You're a professional, so far from an amateur. You know what you're doing, you know what I like. And you know that talking dirty surely gets me excited. Like, when I ask you, who's my bitch? Baby girl, I got to know who I'm fucking with. Like, do you need it? Do you deserve it? Then get on your knees and prove that you're worth it. Work it, girl, like you making a living. Gotta make me believe you can take what I'm given, cause when push comes to shove, I love the attention. And really tell me what's wrong with that. I know how to bottom out when I want it from the back. Cause I'm a switch hitter, a go-getter. Oh, so sweet that you creeps get bitter. But I got a good thing that does me right. So if you wanna know what it's like a an overall tanner. Money in my hand for the first time I could finally do a headstand. It's like an A plus after a long study. Didn't know things could ever be this lovely. This must be why people go nuts. Ditch all their friends and then say, so what? I'm just kidding, but for real, no words could express how you make me feel inside. I wanted to hide at first. I thought, man, love only hurts and curse. But you reversed this bad attitude, and I'm not sad anymore. Not since you've been my lover. Now I only get nasty under the covers. There's no other, no reason, no desire. This is not the doors, but you sure like my fire. Now I burn for you like a pyromaniac. We engaged in conversation and your gaze became a trap. Like a maze without a map, or like days without a nap. I was tired with the dying, need to find something inspiring. And there you were, standing there, like the answer to my prayer. There you were, standing there, like the answer.
Scream Club and their song, And You Belong to Me. They are from Olympia, Washington, and say their names are Cindy Wonderful and Sarah Adorable. Why not? And here's a song I think is a lot of fun. It came out in 1992 on a CD single with four remixes. This is the Hip Hop Mix. Now, a friend of mine has a pressing of this CD, and on his copy, it says the group's name is Brothers About Living, Loving, and Sensuality. On my copy, they are just known by their initials, Balls. They do a remake of The Occasion's big hit from 1968, Girl Watcher, with the appropriate queer changes. Here is Balls with Boy Watcher.
Who boy watching?
Not a game, but a pastime. Kicking it on the beach, watching guys get a tan while I'm sitting here cooling, maxing, relaxing, sipping on a Coke while I'm trying to get some action. Now, I like the boys with the real tight butts. Make me scream and holler because I can't get enough. Real hairy chest and great big thighs. Got me going crazy because now I gotta rise up and go on a mission. Searching for the right stuff, looking to find a guy who will make me feel alive. One who can make me tingle through and through. For him, there is nothing that I wouldn't do. It ain't about the money, it's all about the honey. This is what I like, it ain't a damn thing funny. So girls, don't panic and don't get hasty. It's all about the guys that make me go crazy.
That make me flip. Wanna rock, wanna roll, on a bed, on a foil. We can make raw love, and I mean hardcore. I'm clocking you, and I plan to catch. We both know what will come next. Vibrating bodies and a pulsing beat. Caress me, rough me, just give me a beat.
I'm a boy watcher. I'm a boy watcher. Watching boys go by. My, my, my. I'm a boy watcher. I'm a boy watcher. Here comes one. Here comes one eye.
And as long as we're in a lighter vein, I've got a song by Gay Boy Rick. He was an actor, writer, comedian, and sometimes singer who sang his parodies frequently on The Howard Stern Show. I have a 6-song cassette tape by him. It's undated, but was probably from the late 90s.
Hi, I'm the Beastie Gay. I was a backstreet lover, I was always undercover, so I talked to my dad and they say you ain't seen nothing till you're diving on a muffin, and then you sure to be changing your ways. But my Cub Scout leader was a real heavy breather, and he taught me how to reminisce. But the best of his loving was his brother and his cousin, they both gave me just a little kiss like this. I was a seesaw swinger with the boys in the school, and my feet flying up in the air. It was a hey dicky diddle with the beastie in the middle on a swing, but I didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to pay. It wasn't me, he was fooling, cause I knew what I was doing, and I told him I'm the beastie gay. I told him I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Just give me a kiss. Like this. I was a schoolboy's beauty in my class at Tallahassee, cause I liked getting down on my knees. There was 3 boys standing at the school gym locker, and I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady, just a boy every now and then. You see, my next door neighbor had a brother with a flavor, so I gave him just a little kiss like this. Boys in the school and my feet flying up in the air. It was a hey dicky diddle with the beastie in the middle on a swing, but I didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to pay. It wasn't me, he was fooling, cause I knew what I was doing, and I told him I'm the beastie gay. I told him I'm the beastie gay. Yo, 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 I'm the beastie gay. You're on the beastie gay. You're on the beastie gay. Just give me a kiss. Like this.
It don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay. As long as I've been living, I've been telling people, it don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay. It don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay.
I can't say honest, I can't say honest. And that never has. Es tan peligroso pasar con el beastie gay. Es tan peligroso pasar con el beastie gay. No es un buen idea pasar con el beastie gay.
That was I'm the Beastie Gay by Gay Boy Rick, who sadly died of AIDS in 2004. I'm following Gay Boy Rick with another comedy song. It's by former Kids in the Hall member Scott Thompson. He wrote a song dedicated to Eminem called Dear Marshall.
Well, the real Scott Thompson, please stand up. Please stand up. Oh, dear. I think we're going to have a problem here.
Dear Eminem, I still haven't heard back from you, but that's okay. I understand you, because I do it too. I'm always on the road, like Tom Joad. I expect I'll be hearing from you pretty soon, though, because I included a self-addressed envelope, along with some stamps, and just in case, I also put in my email address, eminemlovesme@aol.com. I still think you're the bomb. Anyway, I'm still with Vince. Oh, that's right, you haven't met him. If we ever adopt a special needs mixed race child, we're gonna name him Eminem. So,
what's up?
I hear you're divorcing Kim. Good, I always thought you looked better with him. Dre completes you. In the middle is where he meets you. I bet he had you at yo. Dude, it's so rare to get a black man that sticks around. Believe me, I know. Hang on to him, Marshall. Everybody says I'm a dope for loving you like I do. They say you're homophobic. I say you're not. Sincerely yours, your biggest gay fan, Scott.
you're so angry all the time. I just don't see the point. Even when I see your photos, you've always got a scowl. Even if I could be as close as Dre, would you ever smile at all? This concerns me. Are you straight or gay? Straight or gay?
Dear mister, I've gotten a little too big for my britches. Well, here it is, 1 month later and still no letter. It's not really me, it's more my mother. She thinks we'd look good together. I think you'd look good in leather. That's just me, though. Hey, remember that night you didn't play Madison Square? My mom and I were there. Thanks! She got a cold after that. I hope you get fat. I love you, Marshall, but I hate you, Slim. Vince is so jealous of you. He doesn't understand that it's true that rappers can be gay. Well, not gay like gay-gay, but like, dude, that shirt is so gay. Sometimes I think to myself, what if you were ugly? Would I still be in love with you like I am? Or am I that shallow? Damn! Anyway, let me just wrap up yet another letter that you won't return, of course, by saying that I was rooting for Britney at the MTV Awards. Love, Scott. Oh, P.S. Tell Nursey Dre that Elton and George send their love.
You're so angry all the time. I just don't see the point. Even when I see your photos, you've always got a scowl. Even if I could be as close as Dre, would you ever smile at all? This concerns me. Are you straight or gay? Straight or gay?
Dear mister, I'm too hardcore to come out of the closet because I don't want to lose my street cred with the homies. But inside, I'm just an NSYNC loving little girl. I can no longer continue with this one-sided relationship, Marshall. And I have therefore decided this is the last you will ever hear from me. No, I'm not gonna kill myself, you idiot. I killed my boyfriend, Vince. Yeah, I did. I guess I just got sick and tired of defending your fat ass. And so I beat him to death with the juicer.
Hey, Pumpkin, I'm home.
Vince, would you please get out of here? I'm recording. Dinner's in the oven. Just put it in the microwave, okay?
All right.
Okay, he's not dead, but he could be. I'm not angry. I just drank a fifth of carrot juice. Dare me to drive? Well, I would, but I can't drive stick. Mother tells me that I should just walk away. You know, like that song by the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, but without the Egyptian part. Let me tell you something, Mr. Mathers. You better watch it, Beep, because you could easily get fat. Oh, you're skinny now, because you're young, but you'll get fat. Oh, trust me, and I can't wait for that day.
More comedy rap. Sudden Death is a comedy group popular on the Dr. Demento show. They do rap music, and from their 1995 album, Brain Dead, was a song appropriate to this show called I'm Not a Man.
Hey, big boy, ooh, you're looking fine. I like your little mustache and your cute behind.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I like guys who go the other route. What you say you and me go dance?
There's something you should know. I don't think you understand.
This can't be. Tell me, is it me? What's the matter, huh? Don't you like what you see?
No, it's not that. I know you didn't understand. How should I say this? I'm not a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I told you.
I find that really hard to believe.
I was born a woman. Don't you see these breasts?
I know that they're fake, so just give it a rest.
I'll admit, I think you've got a nice face.
Yeah, now you're talking, baby. Let's go back to my place.
I didn't know this was a gay bar, so my position stands. I already told you. I'm not a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I find that really hard to believe.
I'm not a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I just can't believe that.
Why don't you believe me? It just isn't fair. Just look at these legs.
They're all covered in hair. I'll win you over if it takes all night, because I'm really turned on by transvestites.
Are you really that stupid? Do I sound like a guy? Have you ever heard a guy with a voice this high?
I've heard guys with higher voices than you got. You sound like the members of the New Kids on the Block.
It really must suck to have the life you got. Are you a hunter? Because your brain is shot.
You got a 5 o'clock shadow and you look very strong. So I don't see any way that I can be wrong. Why don't you just give up and give me this chance? I know you're a man. There's a bulge in your pants.
My tampon is full. Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, if that's not a mustache, then what the hell is it?
I think you better get new glasses, man. Cause me, I've never been a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I find that really hard to believe.
I'm not a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I just can't believe that. What am I? Some desperate man that just wants to get you for a one-night stand? You could be my lumberjack and I'll be your log.
You got a better chance of getting on with my dog.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
I'm not worried. I know I'm gonna get you in the end.
What's that supposed to mean?
I want into your jeans.
I'll smack you so hard.
That would bring true my dream. You gotta understand, a lot of men here are eyesores. But to me, you're more beautiful than Boy George.
You're not my type. I like guys who like girls. So why don't you go fall off the end of the world?
Your nose is so big.
You must weigh a ton.
Your legs are so hairy.
Your pantyhose run.
I'll take you on trips all across the land.
What part of no don't you understand?
You're the type of guy that can nurture me.
I was the cutest little girl in the nursery.
I think you just had some good surgery.
I don't have to take this. I'm out of here.
But no, wait. Sit down. Come on. Join me for a beer.
Why would I want to stay here with you?
You know you can't resist the thought of me with you. I'll do things to you that you've never even seen. I'm very creative when I'm with drag queens. If you say no now, then you'll change your mind. And when you do, I won't be hard to find. I'm the man of your dreams, and I'm sure that you're the type of guy I've been looking for. Just come back here with your fake breasts flapping.
I'm not a man.
You're not a what? Now when did this happen? What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I find that really hard to believe.
I'm not a man.
What's the point in trying to lie to me?
I'm not a man.
I just can't believe that.
I'm not a man.
You have to be, so give it a rest.
I'm not a man.
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm not a man.
Well, not like me.
I'm not a man.
And now I'd like to give you an example of rap being used by a gay artist in a Christian song. The artist is out of Houston, and his name is Alan Lett, and he's also a producer, having worked on the last two albums by Jason and DeMarco and several others. But on his own album from 2004, called The Noise Next Door, he featured guest rapper Ben Schallenberger, and I really like the result. Here's an edited version of the song, From Now On.
Something new. Gonna make it up. The time I've spent away from you. I have opened my eyes. I have seen a new light. And I'm never gonna turn around. I'm never gonna touch the ground. Cause I'm looking up, not looking down. Yeah. Trying to live on my own, trying to be my own boss. Change my mind about everything I thought I knew. I don't do the things that I used to do. Like that verse in chapter 5 of Corinthians 2. Out with the old and in with the new. I said it before and I'll say it once more. God opens up a window when he closes up a door. Like this remix, he gives us all a second chance. So now I gotta sing and now I gotta dance. Can't use this gift for evil, gotta use it for good. Don't want no regrets, no good would or should. Wanna be an example of right for whoever may gaze. Gotta give him praise for the rest of my days. Gotta give him praise for the rest of my days.
From now on, you hear nothing but your praises from my mouth. From now on, you see my hands up in the sky. From now on, I'll be surrounded by the love that I have found. And from now on, you'll be forever on my mind. From now on, you hear nothing but your praises from my mouth. From now on, you see my hands up in the sky. From now on, I'll be astounded at your speeches and dumbfounded. From now on, you'll be forever on my mind. From now on my mind. From now
Up next is some music from a cutie from the UK.
What? Yo, yo, listen to this. The fattest cute boy here, huh? Can I get a wet nap? Yo, yo, listen to this. I said it's
hip hop. I loved rap since I was about 11. But I said to myself, I can't be a gay hip hop artist because I'm white and because I'm English and because I'm gay. And I had this little mindset that I couldn't do that. And that was me putting the block on. And as soon as I took that block off, look at where I am now.
Who was the first gay MC to take over the UK? Me, QBOY, and I'm here to play. So rum your beat, and yo, hand me a mic. Let me rock every fag, hey, bind a cider than dyke. Some communities are made up from the smallest of minds. Negative reactions, what I used to get all the time. Prejudice, cause I don't fit the stereotype. You rapping is something you reckon you ain't ready to like. Which is why I'm here to help you broaden your minds. Tell me you realise being gay and urban ain't never a crime. You wanna look like, but none actually do. R&B is code for rap, which with these queers is too crude. Sick you fags acting, dressing hip-hop cool. When the nearest you look meant to is like Moulin Rouge. I know MTV bass is on when you're chilling at home. And I heard that Kanye West tone you got on your phone. Drop the attitude, relax and be who you be. Hip-hop cool, urban homo style and smooth just like me. Drop the attitude, relax and be who you be. Hip-hop cool, urban homo style and smooth just like me. Get back, man. I can beat Superman just like Gene Hackman. Super cute rapping, acting, dancing, DJ Batman. Fact, boys think twice before they let me fuck 'em. See my size, change your minds, chicken out, so I suck 'em. Of all of you, man, and his cock in his world. Better than any bitch, female, woman, lady, or girl. Q-boy governs a mass body of testosterone. Manfield stadium's bigger than a milli dome. Professionals got tight testicles, city boys in suits. All got the Q-boy urge, cause I'm sexy and damn cute. For this reason, to save them all face, they keep emergency tissues in a little briefcase. Q-B-O-Y is just so fly. Smooth tone body and footballer size. Hair is cut with cuts, looking hip with the design. Keener make it seem as though he's etched in the lines with a chisel. Sizzle in the sun, tan skin deep. Slide cross his dancer with pumas on my feet. I've been to the gym recently, my buddy you wanna kiss. My definition, my definition is this. My definition, yeah. My definition is this. My definition, my definition is this. Yeah, I'm straight on in there, couldn't care, you can stare. Yeah, you can complain like I'm ever gonna change. I strike like lightning, dominate like thunder. I've got moxie, it's toxic, you're slipping under. I'm brave, ain't afraid like I was back at school. Stronger, last much longer, those bullies were fools. Defending myself from birth until now. You think now is the time that I'm gonna bow down? Nah, not me, you can forget it. Set your low sights on yourself, shoot, you're pathetic. I won't let it ever happen to me again. And neither will my friends close to me like my kin. Audacity, bravery, guts and determination. A blueprint of future rappers you should be tracing. It's amazing to somehow I got this far. When I'm honest about which team that I'm batting on. When I'm on tour, no more nerves, I face the crowd. I'm here to do my thing now, so bring up a sound. You diss me, I diss you back. If I could be bothered, most of your tummy fools run straight back to your mothers. Bring it on, give it to me and I take it on the cheek. Then give you one back, knock it into next week. I ain't trying to glorify violence or be thug. Just letting you know I ain't to be taken for a mug. I got moxie. I got moxie. Woo!
Yeah, come on, hop. Aloneness.
I just got home from Russia. I've been working all day. Tonight the weekend starts and I'm going out to play. If you want to join me, make sure you look fabulous. All bundled, a guest list, so much gravitas. Sipping free drinks at the bar we link. A fella chucks me up, I'm a star, he thinks. Don't care for talk, hold the conversation to the dance floor. Walk, I'll put you through your paces.
I came here to party and I know you did too. Get on the dance floor and get down to the groove.
That's right.
We can't hear, so I'm coming out to play.
You obviously figured out that the artist's name is Q-Boy. He sent me several MP3 files, and it was hard to choose, so I put together a triple play. You heard Q-Boy Is Just So Fly, Moxie, and Coming Out to Party. Of course, that last one sampled Anita Ward's trash disco hit, Ring My Bell. I'm going from the UK to Detroit so you can hear Aaron Carl. He's a talented artist, producer, remixer, and DJ. The song I picked is from his 2002 album, Uncloseted. Bring it on.
All right, this song right here is dedicated to all those crazy fools who want to sit in glass houses and throw stones. Well, let me tell you something. You've been doing this mess for too long, and it's about time somebody fought you back. Now, I got to get ghetto on you.
Come on. You wanna battle me, come on baby, bring it on. You wanna hit on me, come on baby, bring it
come on.
You mess your match, you see, I'm not the one to be knocked down by your ignorance, bring it
on.
You wanna battle me, come on baby, bring it on. You wanna hit on me, come on baby, bring it
come on.
You mess your match, you see, I'm not the one to be knocked down by your ignorance, bring it
on.
I'm not gonna say that I'm sorry for being me, cause just like you, I was born free. I've got the right to live my life happily. Got a man, a house, and a kid. Don't regret a thing I did. Life is too short to be living less than free. Therefore, I won't give you power over me. Tell me who died and made you G-O-D. I'm not gonna play a game. The rules are about to change. What good is a bed without the pillow? If you lock the door, I'm kicking out the window. You don't own me. You don't control me. You're the one with the problem, so bring it on. You wanna battle me? Come on, baby. Bring it on. You wanna hit on me, come on baby, bring it on.
Come on.
You mess your match, you see, I'm not the one to be knocked down by your ignorance, bring it
on. Come on.
You wanna battle me, come on baby, bring it
on.
You wanna hit on me, come on baby, bring it
on. Come on.
You mess your match, you see, I'm not the one to be knocked down by your ignorance, bring it
on.
At first you told me I could not get married. You say that my kind of love mocks society. You even tell me without you there's no me. But without me there's no you. So now what you gon' do? See you been acting real crazy for too long. It's about time somebody told you what's going on. Don't you think it's time you realize that you're wrong?
Daddy throwing stones, but you live in a glass house.
What good is a bed without the pillow? If you lock the door, I'm kicking out the window. You don't own me, you don't control me. You're the one with the problem, so bring it on.
You wanna battle me? Come on, baby, bring it
on.
You
wanna
hit on
me? Come on, baby, bring it
on.
You bet your match, you see.
Hey!
Time to get up!
Would you hear me, my slippers?
And I'll take my orange juice and a brandy snifter.
I'm a great lover and a better listener.
Not what, you said something, were you talking to me?
All I see is used condom wrappers on the floor.
Tricks numbers on post-its by the door.
I'll only call back if I want some more.
And that's the life I live when I'm not on tour.
You knew I was the new Don Juan when you saw
and
me.
You smelled the cologne, I just sprayed on me.
Ch-ch. And I know I'm nice, and I don't have to check his list twice.
Here's some advice, don't share your keys.
Or you might end up with hepatitis B.
Buy my CD, mind your Q's and P's.
And always say,
cheese,
for the paparazzi.
See, I don't really care what people think.
And I don't really care what people do.
See, you don't know me,
and I don't know you.
And what, and what, and what, and what.
When I hop in the train, I always take the seat.
I don't remember the names of the people I meet.
I don't need a car because I got 2 feet.
And I buy my socks on 14th Street.
Why is everybody always looking at me?
Is it cause I jerk off on my webcam for free?
Cause I'm picking my nose when I'm thinking something.
And pulling the lint out my belly button.
Hey!
I came from Massachusetts and I don't give two shits.
Watch me pop 2 cents in your grits.
I got enthusiasm of a muscle spasm.
And I'm gonna show my magic with some razzmatazzm and shazazzm.
Yeah, I'm trucking fast. Sweating like my ass crack in yoga class.
So pass that touch, I wanna get fucked up.
Until the sun goes down, then comes back up.
Then goes back down, then comes back up.
Then down, then down, then down, then up.
Have you had enough or do you want some more?
I put my Diga Magnums on and I'm out the door.
And I don't really care what people think.
And I don't really care what people do.
See, you don't know me
and I don't know you.
And what, and what, and what, and what.
When I hop the train, I always take the seat.
I don't remember the names of the people I meet.
I don't need a car because I got 2 feet.
And I buy my socks on 14th Street.
So I'm on 14th Street, right?
Following Aaron Carl was Caswell, who obviously buys his socks on 14th Street. That's from his 2006 album, Get Into It. I've got to make room for the multi-talented Timothy West. Now, I've already mentioned him as being one of the founders of Deep Dick Collective, and he was one of the artists featured in the film Pick Up the Mic. But he's also accomplished in other areas as a poet, educator, activist, MC, and journalist. I'm looking forward to his new album, Black Boy Blues, and here's a preview of it with his song, Soulmate. Here's a song with a powerful story. It's by Deadly, and he's helped out by Mika Barnes. I highly recommend you check out the video. In the song, Deadly raps about a young Latino boy named Joey who lives in a homophobic situation. Joey is caught with his male lover by his father and is kicked out of his home. He eventually commits suicide by jumping off a bridge and into a train. The song is called Good Soldier 2, and I asked Deadly to talk about it.
Came in response. I've worked with gay youth for about 5 years now, and I just really felt like, you know, they've gone through a lot. Sometimes they go to school, get picked on, and I've even seen some kids end up, you know, committing suicide. And that whole song is just about, you know, standing up through the pressures of being gay in society and not bowing out to pressure. And there's a refrain that goes, I stand, I stand, I stand. And that's what it's about. It's just to stand proud. And in the video, you see the boy actually jumps. But, yeah, but I don't think we got to go out that way.
Dead, dead, corpse 2213. I once had a name, I once had a family. Forever young, forever your Joey. But you play the judge, you play the jury. Tried, convicted, sentenced me to death. All because you didn't understand, I didn't make sense.
I can't be a good soldier. I can't be a good son. Can't be a good lover, you're number one. I stand, I stand, I stand. I stand, I stand, I stand. Can be a good soldier.
Yeah, alone with a secret and a loaded gun. I awoke amidst the joy and confusion. I opened my eyes to a new world in motion. I am that weapon, you're my ammunition. Calling me a sinner, yeah, you love me, but hate my sin. I don't need your compassion. Hate this sinner, cause I love this sin.
I got to find some way to live my life. I got to find someone who understands.
can't be a good song, can't be a good lover. You're number one, you're number one.
The hunter gets captured by the game. You walked in, saw me with whatever his name. Played the scene over and over. Pause, fast forward, rewind, reliving the pain. 8 years, December 22nd, the day. You always be my boy, to always be my lover. I got you in my veins.
Sing, I stand.
I just got to be real, man. Got to be who I am, man.
I stand.
Just got to be me. Just got to be me.
I can't be a good soldier. I can't be a good son. Can't be a good lover. You're number one. You're number.
Good Soldier 2 by Dedley and Barnes. And a few days before the Homo Revolution tour hit Houston, I interviewed Dedley and the tour manager, Camilo Arenavar, and that complete interview can be heard on my site. Time to bring this show to a close. I hope I brought you some of the history of gay rap or hip-hop and exposed you to some of the many artists bringing this part of our culture to us. I want to thank John Callahan of Age of Consent, John Sugar, and Dedley for the interview comments used in this segment. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, and I thank you for listening. I'm closing the show with something a bit more upbeat, and it's very queer and proud. It's from the debut album by the artist I started the show with, Big Nug. He's from Ohio, but is another example of how gay hip-hop artists interact with each other. I can count 7 other artists who guested on his CD, and again, this is his first release. What a community. On this track is Dedley from L.A. and Q-Boy from the U.K., and the song is called My Family. Here's Big Nug.
You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me that you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me that you met my family?
It's Big Nug here, yo, doing big things, putting shit on wax and blazing mad trees. And Q-Boy, it's fucking exploding. Volcanoes erupting, the lava is golden. Mics that we touch, the crown that we pour. If you won't let us in, we'll kick down the door. Been a long time coming, what'd you fucking expect? When you give us no rights and you give us no respect. Be glad what we do it with a pen. Or we go and write it down on an internet forum. You know when it's time to change the norm. Cause we all can't feel the calm before the storm. No way you can deny the heat that we bring. We're rolling down the track and we're building up steam. Yo, if you wanna shine, then you need to roll with me and all of the players deemed my family. Come on!
You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me that you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
Come on! What have you met my family?
Yeah, we team up and wax on each other's tracks. Gay hip hop institution, Homo Revolution. Homo hop's been home to a boy like me, so please, may I introduce my US family. Homo Thug Deadly, Big Nugs, Johnny D, Tory DDC, Genro BQE, Salvum Exosay, Catastrophe, Scream Club, Goddess She, and Miss Money. Plus many more coming more each and every day. We'll make it on IP rap in UK. Family's grown some since I felt lonesome. United together, we clever, shisham son. We ain't to be messed with. No to be tested, fuck all the rest, cause you're dealing with the best kid. Q-Boy knocks it out like a champ in a fight. If you wanna join a fam, yo, you better be nice.
You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
What tells me have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think
the stench. The game on sale, we an air fresh breath. Faggots, dykes, bison, and transgens. Picking up the mic, but in our 2 cents. Money, dinero, cop up your ends. We come to collect like the monthly rent. Your bins and beckon, put out to rest. Yeah, hip hop ain't dead, it's under new management. Milo, so gay, not lame, so dead. Straight rapping evicted. Straight rapping evicted. Straight rapping evicted.
You think you know me?
You think you know me?
Well, tell me, have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
Well, tell me, have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
Well, tell me, have you met my family? You think you know me?
You think you know me?
Well, tell me, have you met my family?
To the left, to the left.